7:50 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. And Friday mornings, of course, means Tri-County Insider News, the week in review, but usually not at 7:50, but it's going to be today because we have a special guest coming in at 8:50 this morning. That, of course, is going to be State Representative Mike Armanini telling us about the state budget, which just got settled a couple of days ago. But Bronson Rasmussen is here. He's our news director here at Priority Media. And Bronson, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. It is definitely feeling earlier than normal right now.
Well, thank you for making that adjustment, kind of a last minute thing, but we're going to take care of the week in review. And why not get us started here quickly by telling us about the top stories in local news over the past week.
Our top story broke last Friday and had a conclusion actually coming out on Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And that has to deal with a Jefferson County Jail inmate who had allegedly fled from his work release program in Dubois. We originally reported on Friday afternoon that in that morning, the inmate, which was 58-year-old John Moon, he was unaccounted for after his work release program in Dubois. After searching, police did ultimately find him on Wednesday afternoon in Allegheny County. Yeah. He has since been taken into custody and transported back to the jail, where he's now facing felony escape level charges.
And it was good to see that story come to a conclusion. Of course, it forced the temporary kind of shutdown situation in the area schools last week. And so it's nice to see that that is settled. Nobody got hurt and we can move forward, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully we've got another story contending for top of the week.
We do.
Yeah.
That one also broke last Friday. And it's an update to a situation that happened in Clarion. Now, last week we reported that there was heavy police presence in Clarion on a Main Street apartment last Wednesday. And since then, we had learned on Friday that there was a Dubois woman identified as 45-year-old Rachel Roman. She was found dead in one of those apartments. Mm. At this point, even though it's been a week since then, we have no more information if police believe foul play was included or any of that. At this moment, we really don't know.
Yeah, it just hasn't been released yet. And we unfortunately had the obituary information on Rachel. Very sad story. And we'll see if there was any foul play or suspicions involved in that as the days move forward. Sure. All right. Speaking of moving forward, Bronson, we're going to, because we're a little tight with time this morning, we're going to jump into a category that is always interesting to look at. These are the stories that our listeners interacted with the most over the past week. What do we have there?
Well, this one, we've been talking about it for the past month, and it's a Dubois budget. Finally, we're getting a look at the end result with everything that we've talked about before, and because we're running out of time, I'll speed this up. It's just over $1.4 million are needed for capital funds. However, that is not in the budget, so that means taxes will ultimately have to go up if lawmakers want to meet that. Mm-hmm. That would equate to around $4 million. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, lawmakers looked at everything and want to go with a plan that goes with $3 million. So that way, everyone at home doesn't pay a whole lot more when their taxes could go up.
Yeah, but looking likely, there is going to be a tax increase of some sort. It's just putting those finishing details. Yes. We might get a little peek at some more information on that here at 8:10 this morning because we're going to have the interim management team with us for the city of Dubois and the whole consolidation process. So more to come on that. Any other stories that really caught people's attention?
There is, and this one hits close to home for you as well. It's the Yoke Cafe and Event Center out in Luthersburg. Yep. They officially opened their doors back in September, but had a grand opening just earlier in the week. And if you don't know what it is, it's a historic building that had a lot of history from being a hotel to the Yoke restaurant. Mm-hmm. And now it's been turned into a cafe space that serves Aegis Coffee as well as sandwiches and treats like that.
And they opened an event center there as well. So, yeah, very interesting. And it is a story close to my heart because I know the ownership team there. So yeah. That is very cool. All right, Bronson, to wrap things up today, it's my favorite part of the week in review because I never know what you're going to share as your pick of the story of the week. This is Bronson's choice. What do you have this week?
Well, this one came from the DuBois City Council. They approved $6,000 to be sent to two local charities. $3,000 of it will go to the Salvation Army and $3,000 of it to the DuBois Area Food Pantry. This is really to offset the recent shortfalls in the state budget, as well as the federal government shutdown, with those programs not getting the funds, especially as it's getting colder outside, it's getting the holiday times, and people just might not be able to afford food or have any food.
Yeah, that was most definitely a heartwarming story. Great to hear about that. And that is an excellent pick, Bronson. But why would I expect anything different from you?
Well, it's food related, you know?
Great choice. And Bronson, thank you so much for this week in review for Tri-County Insider News. And I enjoyed it so much, I think we'll do it next Friday.
Why not?